Introduction. Wouldn't it be fantastic if you could pause time? I think we all could use a bit more time in the day. Not time to get more stuff done, but time to reflect on the day and to unpack everything that's gotten bottled up along the way. You see, I don't think any of us genuinely need more time. We would fill that time with more busy, unfulfilling noise. What we need is time for ourselves. Time to pause and be able to calm our minds. Before you turn the page and jump into the first chapter, take some time to think about how good this would feel. I'm sure you think you would feel amazing and well rested after those few minutes to yourself. So let me ask you now, how did you start your day? Did you hit snooze on your phone one too many times? Maybe you just got a calendar notification from your boss, squeezing in a quick chat during your 15-minute lunch block. Or mindlessly munch on your breakfast quiche while adding to the checklist of quick errands you need to get done for the day. If any of this sounds familiar, you aren't alone. There are millions of people out there who go through the same motions every single day. We live in this constant rush, always thinking about the next thing that needs our attention. Whether it's in our personal life or at work, it's like our minds are constantly forcing us to look ahead. When we do get a moment to sit down and relax, it's like all the events of the past come out to haunt us. It's a game of tug of war that doesn't let us truly focus on the present. The present ends up looking like one big blurry movie we have no control over. Life is so much more than regretting the past or worrying about the future. This isn't living because you're not in those moments. The only life you have is the one in the present. The thoughts of the past and the future hijack our present and don't allow us to enjoy where we are right now. If you want to live life in a way that keeps these intrusive thoughts away and bring them under control, mindfulness is the weapon you need in your arsenal. All mindfulness is about is getting you back to the present so that you can fully enjoy what's right in front of you. To be mindful is to stop missing out on your life because of thoughts and feelings that have a grip on your life. I've been practicing mindfulness for decades now. And I'll tell you, it has changed my life for the better. Even after 11 years of teaching mindfulness, it never ceases to amaze me how peaceful this practice makes me feel afterward. I struggled with focus, overthinking, and regretting mistakes. The person I was before seems like a distant stranger. And I want to help you have that same transformation. I wish to help you find inner peace and rediscover yourself because I've experienced for myself what a difference it can make. I too learned from a friend and I'm writing this book to pass along life-changing lessons from over the past decade. But I didn't just wake up one day with an epiphany and started meditating. I prided myself on being a high achiever, the youngest female executive at the top consulting agency in a major metro. With my two-car garage, tennis club membership, and a bullish stock market, I was conquering the world. One Tuesday morning, I reached a career milestone. I was finally getting a seat in the quarterly board meeting. It didn't matter that it was a last-minute addition to the day's calendar. I knew my strategy and KPIs like the back of my hand. I sat in the all-glass meeting room like a fighting fish in a fishbowl of old guppies, sipping my fourth cold brew of the day at 10:32 a.m. The VP of sales and a good friend of the president was late as usual. Then I heard it, creeping up from behind, a drum solo that kept getting louder as it was getting closer. As soon as I realized, it was my heart beating out of my chest. A high-pitched ringing filled the room. But I seemed to be the only one to hear it. I opened my mouth to excuse myself, but the words didn't come up. I barely stumbled out of the building to get sick on one of our fake patio plants. This was the first anxiety attack that would lead to years of mental, physical, and emotional illness I would put myself through. I wish I had gotten this book 14 years ago. The day I discovered mindfulness was the day I took my life back. This book is a way for me to continue the healing journey and hopefully help kickstart yours. You can take back the reins of your life calmly and pleasantly. Using mindfulness, I want you to be able to have the kind of life that you've been missing out on all these years. When you come back and live in the present, you'll start to find the joy and happiness that you truly deserve to have. Whether you're stuck on a swinging pendulum of depression, stress, anxiety, or panic, mindfulness will be your solution. As you read through the pages of this book, you'll find yourself uncovering so many things about yourself, both ugly and beautiful. You'll find out why your mind reacts a certain way and how to manage your emotions, even in the most volatile and stressful situations. You'll be able to notice your thoughts, but also detach from them so that you're not held to them. You'll learn how to be compassionate with yourself and strike a balance with your ego so that it doesn't overpower you. This is the time when you get to choose a better way and choose to get out of self-destructive cycles. Your better, more positive life is waiting for you at the end of these pages. All you have to do is read intently and practice what you read.